This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
It's very interesting. The yahrzeit of both the Rambam and the Abir Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Abi Chatzera, are on Chaf Teves. They share the same yahrzeit. And the yahrzeit will always come out during the parshias that we read about Klal Yisrael's stay and redemption from Mitzrayim, Shema Yisrael, Eira Abay. And there is a certain historical commonality between Rambam and Rabbi Yaakov Abi Chatzera, especially in relation to Mitzrayim. Namely, we know that the Mekubalim teach one of the primary reasons we went down to Mitzrayim is to be able to free certain sparks of Kedusha that got lost in Mitzrayim, and we needed to empty out Mitzrayim from their sparks of Kedusha, v'nitzaltem es Mitzrayim. And when we left Mitzrayim, we were able to literally dry it up from all sparks of Kedusha. And that's one of the reasons why we were warned never to go back there again. However, because of Galus, Klal Yisrael ended up going back there again. And there were individuals, great individuals, who either lived or are buried in Mitzrayim, that had to, so to speak, finish the job that Klal Yisrael started during these parshiyos. The Rambam lived in Mitzrayim. The Rambam signed his name, somebody who violates three lavin every day of going back to Mitzrayim. But the Rambam, through his greatness of Torah, certainly contributed to extracting these nitzaitzais from Mitzrayim. The Abir Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Abi Chatzera, lived his life in Taflilat, but at the end of his life, he wanted to go back to Eretz Yisrael, and on the way back to Eretz Yisrael, he passed away in Daman Har, and he's buried in Egypt. He was Nifter on a Sunday, Chaf Teves, Taf Reish Mem. By the way, just a little yedia, the Abir Yaakov was born in 1806 on Yud Aleph Adar, the day the Chida passed away. So that's an amazing connection between these two Sephardic giants, the Abir Yaakov and the Chida. The Abir Yaakov was born on the day the Chida passed away. So these two great gedolim that were two tzaddikim that contributed to extracting nitzotzos of Kedusha from Mitzrayim, they're both nifter, Chaf Teves, during the parshias that we read about Klal Yisrael's Golos of Mitzrayim and Yitzias Mitzrayim. Wishing everyone bracha v'hatzlacha, zuchusam yagen aleinu, amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.